So it was a month ago, I was contacted by a student from BGSU who I didn't know, who asked me if I would come down and speak to a group of Catholic students on campus. Specifically, would I come down and talk about the sacrament of confession? Been asked many things in my life, never to go to a state university, talk about the sacrament of confession. I mean, I was wondering if I was getting set up at first. Well, lo and behold, I go down. The group meets on Thursday nights. In fact, I found out that they meet weekly throughout the whole semester on Thursday nights. And I walk into the student union, kind of standing out in that crowd the way I was dressed. And I'm making my way to the room where this was going to take place, and I'm kind of preparing myself for four or five really good kids, you know, over 60. Yeah, I kind of got intimidated when I walked in. All of a sudden, oh my goodness, there's a herd of collegians. Oh, it was just going to be a couple around a table, you know, with a cup of coffee, and it was, this room was filled. I'd like to tell you that on my Thursday nights as an undergraduate, I had those kind of meaningful conversations, but I think I skipped meaningful conversations for 4 years of my life. At least on Thursday nights I did. I know what I did on Thursday nights, and it wasn't that. I told the kids that because I was inspired. I was inspired by that. So the discussion is moving along, and you might remember Thursday night. Remember what happened? Tornado. Right? Tornado siren goes off. I remember thinking, you got to be kidding me. I said, is that a tornado siren? Yes, it is, Father. Just keep talking. That's what they were saying. Well, it didn't quite go that way. We wind up being corralled, taken down to the ground level, and I know there was a big sign on the door that said, do not enter, and so we're kind of put back into the storage room, and there are other kids who are in the union, other collegians in the union who are in the storage room, and we're all kind of huddled in there, hunkering down. This is clearly going to be a much longer time at BGSU than I had allocated. And we're in there kind of packed together. I mean, it was a little uncomfortable on all sides, a little close, to which the students turn to me first and say, would you lead us in a prayer? Yeah, that's what I said. Whoa. Why didn't I think of that? That's a really good idea. So we prayed. And then they insisted that I just keep talking. And it was this astonishing experience. There were all sorts of other people who weren't a part of that room upstairs. And there wasn't any heckling or kind of wrestling with the conversation that was going on, and I was projecting. It was really an astonishing experience. Now, that was my version of the, maybe I'll call it the lower room, not the upper room, you know? But there's a corralling of the disciples that goes on in the gospel. And in this corralling, there's some anxiety and some nervousness. John gives us that description. And they're nervous not only of their own mortality and being associated with Jesus, but they're at wit's end because what happens? What happens if what we've heard reported is true? What if he's alive? What if he's alive? What's going to happen to us? And sure enough, on Easter Sunday night, Jesus comes through the locked doors, comes to the disciples, and says, off with your heads, you cowards. I'm back for vengeance. No, my Bible doesn't really say that. But that's oftentimes what we would expect in like epic narrative. I mean, that's what the Roman deities and the Greek deities, they were all about exacting revenge for betrayal. It's a story of all these other epics. But Jesus, to the very ones who fled, who cowered, who all betrayed in one form or another, speaks right to their hearts, right to the core of their being, and says, "Peace be with you. Let my resurrected presence, let my resurrected power be yours. It's here for you to receive. I hold nothing back." The God of the universe says, "Peace." And they're overjoyed, and rightly so. But with that joy comes responsibility, because Jesus also says, "As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." That this isn't just a warm, fuzzy moment we're going to share, isn't this great? But there's real responsibility in living a life in imitation of me, in being agents and instruments of peace. Not good feelings, but the presence and power of God. That is for you to do. And then there's one of the group who wasn't there. This is when everybody named Thomas, you know, puts their heads down on this Sunday, right? Doubting Thomas. Although I'm not sure that's the best way we should really refer to Thomas. Now, the others for sure are really trying to evangelize. They're not successful, but they're trying to evangelize and say, "He really was here. I know it doesn't make sense. I don't understand. We don't understand. He's here." Not only is he here, he didn't come back to even a score. He came back to say, "Peace. Peace." And Thomas, which I don't think it's doubt as much as it's stubbornness and selfishness. Because what does Thomas do? Thomas says, he doesn't completely categorically dismiss this from being true. He says, "I'm only going to believe on the condition that God does exactly what I tell God to do. So I'm going to place conditions upon God's activity. So unless he allows me to put my finger into those wounds, he's got to do that." That gets a little close to some of us. Yeah. So then Jesus comes again, still behind locked doors, imperfect faith, under construction. Once again says, "Peace be with you." Then goes to Thomas. What a moment that must have been, huh? We're on the edge of our seats there. And Jesus effectively calls his bluff and says, "If it's conditions that you placed on me in this moment, meet them. Touch me. Feel for yourself. Because I want you to passionately believe. And I'm willing to do what it takes." Wow. How well we all will do by resisting temptations to tell God how he should act and to tell God how he must act, and simply to expect him to act. Sometimes in the most surprising of ways.